来几位在寻求。后来有一次，我就跟这个 Bill Redman 弟兄在交流这个事情。我说 Los Alamos 教会有50多年历史，因为这个他才四几年才开始有更多的人进去的。我说美国教会是怎么传承的？然后他就说 ，Good question。就是怎么说来着？值得询问的问题吧。他说，其实，在老沙龙这个镇比较封闭，相对比较封闭吧，传承在他看来是做的非常早，所以很多美国教会在传承上面遇到很多的挑战，然后出现很多问题。哎，我说哦，原来是这样。那我说在别的州是怎么想这些问题？他就跟我讲了很多。我说你们是不认识什么人？他说yes, I know someone， 就是他知道一个人。然后呢 ，that's 黑人。然后呢 ，turns out Bill 跟他是 ，were you classmates with Bill？
Yes, but he's older.
所以他是多年，而且后来大概在去年还是。湛良其实特别跟我们介绍过，那时候湛良在读书，一个他的一些书架，他说他在开理事会，湛良在旁边斗胆举手说：“理事们，这本书非常重要，要没人理他。”对不起。然后这个但他讲那个话我记得了。后来OK， 然后呢就发展到今天这样，然后我们就跟他联络，然后就在电话里面，因为他全世界跑，所以不过他很 nice， 每次都约45分钟跟我们约好，然后就跟他通电话，然后交流了我们两个教会的情况我们的需要，我们在思考哪些问题这样。然后他就也感谢神，我们说就那一个那个周末而且我们跟他联络的时候已经挺晚了，他说他就那个周末还是空的，所以我们就到了今天。 so 这是大家还需要知道他什么吗？待会儿可以问他好了。这个
不一定第二档。 OK， Jin Zhu， that's my name， I'm with the Lincoln， so you have a full hour， that would be 10， so don't worry about time， the full hour，因为时间有点晚，所以我们整个一个小时我们会顺延顺延呢、一个小时，整整一个小时，不然他按照 schedule。 OK， so it will be 10:25。
Very
good. Alright, so you want to you'll be standing over there. Do you want this?
No, I I'll do it from memory.
Alright. OK.
I just need to set the timer.
Right. And make sure you don't speak Spanish.
You have no worries. Let's see if I can speak English well enough. When we were born,
当我们出生的时候
shapes our relationship with God.
所以呢，我们就会塑造我们跟神的关系。
There was one word during the singing that we both knew.
我们刚才唱诗歌的时候，有一个地方呢，
without translation.
我们都知道，不需要翻译，我们都知道。
And that was woe. W-O-A-H.
W-O-A-H.
It was one word on the screen. And that comes from rock and roll.
有一个呢，我们都知道，那个叫哇那个是从摇滚乐，摇滚乐。
The one word we all knew came from rock and roll.
所以呢，这个从摇滚乐来的，我们都知道。
Because when we're born,
当我们出生的时候
shapes our relationship with God.
所以呢，时代就让我们跟神有某种的这样的一个塑造的关系。
My children would take Chinese pop music to parties to play.
我的小孩呢，他们就会把中国的摇滚乐带到他们的这个这个派对上去去弹奏。
I don't remember their name, but my brother lives in Wuhan, and he thought it was funny to bring them the Backstreet Boys of China back so they could hear it, all in Chinese, but pop music just like the Backstreet Boys.
所以呢，我在我的一个中国的朋友从武汉来，他就觉得非常的这个稀奇，怎么会美国的小孩子把中国的那种街摇滚的街上的一个音乐带到美国来？
No one understood the words, but they could still dance to it.
没有一个美国的人明白他在唱什么，但是大家一起跳。
Because when we were born,
当我们出生的时候
shapes our relationship with God.
那这样的一种的文化时代的氛围就注定了我们跟神是什么样的关系。
The Lord of Heaven never changes.
天上的神永远不改变。
His word never changes.
他的神的话语也永远不改变。
The world the kingdom of God comes in changes.
但是呢，神的国降临在人的社会文化当中，改变了人类的世界。
And the focus of my research is on the changing world or sociology as much as scripture and theology.
那我的主要的研究呢，就是这个时代在社会学的意义里面是怎么样的改变，那么神的国是怎么样也在这时间它来改变我们。
User error.
这个叫做用错了。
User, I turned it on.
User error again.
User error. No, I did turn it on. It's just not my friend.
No. The other side. This way. Forward.
Here, I'll let you try it.
Okay. User error.
It just locked up. In the meantime, there'll be a picture.
来了这个。
Yeah, my wife, thank you. We were coming back from a Christmas party at work.
有一天我们跟我跟我太太。
That's not my wife. She's very young. The
我跟我太太从圣诞节晚会回来。
My wife would be very upset if I had a second wife.
那这不是我太太，我太太如果知道我有第二个太太，非常生气的。
My wife said to me as we were driving home in Chicago, she said, I can't see out of my left eye. And I pulled off the interstate.
那我太太我们在开车从芝加哥回来的时候，她说我看不见，所以我们就停在路旁。
And pulled out my phone.
然后把我的手机拿出来。
And said, here, why don't you look this up? And she said, because I can't see out of my left eye.
My left eye? Left eye?
Left eye.
Left eye.
Yeah.
她说我的左眼看不见。
We looked on the internet.And there was cancer and brain tumors, and then at the very bottom, rabbits.
What is rabbit?
Bunnies.
The
Easter bunnies.
Bunny, okay. So, you know, I didn't catch the.
When we went on the internet, there was cancer and brain tumors that would cause your eyes to not see.
Right.
And then rabbits at the very bottom of the list.
Right. So, you know, he said.他说他在网上查了一下，有几种原因你的眼睛看不见，一个就是呢有癌症，一个呢就是有瘤，还有一个呢就是有兔子，你有兔子眼。
So I'm reading the whole list of these very scary things, and then she says, "Stop at rabbits."
那我在读这些的时候呢，是很可怕的癌症啊，瘤啊。但是我读到这个兔子的时候，他就说：“等一等，不要再读了。”
I said rabbits.
我说兔子什么意思
She said, I'm wearing a sweater I just bought for half price on sale with Angora.
What is Angora?
Angora, the ladies know, Angora is rabbit fur.
Oh, okay.
That was very popular about 5 years ago.
Oh, 他说我刚刚,
but only for 1 year.
我刚刚买了一个很好的一个衣服，这个衣服呢上面就有这个装饰，但是呢是有兔子的这个毛在上面。
She was allergic to rabbits.
所以他对兔子呢是有这个过敏的。
Which we learned after spending $2,000 at the emergency room for a CAT scan.
后来怎么发现呢？是因为他眼睛看不见，然后送到急诊室去，花了2000块钱，才明白这个道理。
Most expensive sales sweater we have ever purchased.
虽然这个衣服是这么便宜，但事实上加上医疗的费用，是我们买的最贵的一个衣服。
Benadryl worked.
什么东西？啊？啊，过敏药。
Today, many things about four generations scare God's people.
那今天在我们教会的里面有四件事情使所有的基督徒非常的恐惧。
If we read the internet, we find a whole list of things that seem very scary.
那如果我们在网上去做研究调研的时候，我们发现有很多的事情使我们的人生非常恐惧。
Sometimes we need to take Benadryl when we talk about four generations.
有的时候，当我们要谈四个这样的一个不同的年代的人的时候，我们可能需要吃一点过敏药，抗过敏药。
Or at least, like the heroine in a scary movie who goes down in the basement because they hear noises.
或者就像这个图片一样。 我们要讨论到这些事情的时候，就像进到这个黑暗的地道里面去一样，你不知道会发生什么事情。How
many times have you heard the loud music play and thought, "Don't go in the basement"?
有多少时候你听到这个很响的这个摇滚乐的时候，你就对自己说，我不要下到这个地下室去。Or
at least, if you're going to go in the basement, turn the lights on.
你如果真的要到地下室去，你要把电灯打开。
That's what sociology helps us do as Christians. It gives us some facts and helps us turn the lights on so we know what to be scared about and what not to.
所以这个就是社会学给我们基督徒的一个帮助，让我们不要那么恐惧，因为我们调查的都是事实，这些事实让我们明白。 社会上的现象就像把地下室的灯打开一样，我们不必惧怕。Of
course, our hope is in the Lord, not in data.
当然，我们的信心是在这个神的身上，而不是在我们研究的这些数据身上。Unless
you're at Los Alamos, where your hope is in the Lord and data.
也可能你们在Los Alamos。 你们的盼望既在主的身上，也在这些数据身上。So,
but understanding sociology helps us know what not to waste our worry on.
所以呢，当我们明白有这样的一种的社会学的眼光的时候，我们就知道我们有些什么样的事情不必花时间去浪费我们的精力。
Each generation has spiritual strengths. Oh, good. This is good. This is the book I wrote for business.
这是我写的一本书给职场上的人，那些经商的，那些做各种高管的。
And as I was writing that book, I realized there were many things that would be very helpful for God's people.
当我在写这本书的时候，我意识到这里面有很多的这些的观点对教会的弟兄姊妹是有帮助的。
So, That's turning on the lights in the basement.
这个就是说我们要把地下室的灯打开，不要怕。
This is the second book about faith and the generations.
这个是我的第二本书，讲到这个信仰和不同的这个代沟之间的沟通。
It covers the 10 questions that Christians ask most often that are related to generational research.
这里有这个研究当中发现十个问题是所有的基督徒只要谈到代沟的时候都会出现的。
When we come to Jesus, we bring our generation with us.
所以呢，我们每一个人，当我们来信主的时候，当我们来走进教会，到神面前来的时候，我们其实是把我们整个的家里面的几代人都带到神面前。
Now, as we were driving from Albuquerque last night, my wonderful host said, "It seems we had a discussion of whether or not generational difference were stronger in China or the U.S."
那昨天晚上，在有一个同工接我们，接我从机场来到这里的时候，我们有个谈话。是说到底这种代沟的顽固性和它的麻烦是中国更厉害还是美国更厉害
？And there were good arguments on both sides.
所以的话呢，中国人有中国人的道理，可能也坚持某一个观点；美国人有美国人的道理，坚持某一个观点。
And I know in China, I know from working in Beijing that.Chinese refer to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, rather than the typical U.S. words for generations.
那所以的话呢，我知道在中国，特别我了解到在北京工作，通常是讲到70后、80后、90后但是美国不是这样，美国是讲到另外的一种的说法的不同的这个时代的人。
I was working in a company that makes electronics, and one of the 35-year-old engineers had come from China and studied in the U.S. and stayed.
那我在一个公司工作的时候，里面就碰到一个35岁的人是从中国来，在美国的一个高科技的公司电子公司工作。
He grew up in a very rural area, and not a city.And so he complained that younger, as an 80s Chinese, he complained that the new generation did not know how to eat bark.
How to eat bark?
Eat bark, tree bark.
Tree bark, oh. 他这个人是他是在农村长大的，所以的话呢，他就有点抱怨，他说现在的年轻人不懂我们以前吃树皮的日子。那是台湾吧，好像是。
I had to ask him what he meant.
我就问他什么意思，吃树皮。
And he said, "Eat bark. When you run out of food, you peel the bark off and soak it, and you eat it until you have more food."
你没有饭吃的时候，你就吃树皮。吃了树皮以后，等下一餐有饭的时候再吃饭。
I thought it was better to grow up in a city.Then eat bark.
所以呢，我当时就想在城市里面长大还是比较好一点，我不要吃树皮。
But of course, he thought as an 80s that made the younger generation soft and not tough.
所以呢，但是这个中国朋友说呢，八零后的这些人呢，根本就是软趴趴的，根本不知道什么要叫做逆境中成长。
I am sure there are many younger generations, millennials, 90s in China, who roll their eyes at the people who say you have to eat bark to actually have good values and be tough.
所以呢，我相信在中国的九零后或者是零零后，这些人，他们会肯定会嗤之以鼻对。如果说不吃树皮就没有价值吗？他们肯定不这样想。
Rolling your eyes is a universal sign for younger generations for the older generations.
那在今天的时代，当人在 翻白眼的时候，通常是年轻的一代对老年一代人的不满，或者是根本就不认同。
So if we are going to love one another,
如果我们要彼此相爱的话
，with four generations,
并且是四代同堂的彼此相爱的话
，we need to learn how to roll our eyes in a Christ-like way.
我们必须要学习怎么样翻白眼，但是像耶稣一样翻白眼，而是带着爱。
Because sometimes the younger generation has to say to the older generation, there are different questions now that we face.
那我们相信在主的爱里面，我们四代同堂，我们年轻的人一定会对老一代的人说，今天的问题，今天所面对的挑战跟你们那个时候不一样。
And the older generation needs to guide the younger generation that it is the same gospel, no matter what questions we face.
所以老一代的人必须用圣经的真理啊，他们来教导、来指导啊这些新一代的年轻人，不管新的一代是面对什么样不同的问题。
Many of us who are older get frustrated that the apps don't work.
那我们老一代的人，我们非常的烦恼，常常发现我们的那个这个手机的功能就不能用了。
And that's because we have an old phone and don't want to buy a new one.
因为呢，我们用的都是老掉牙的手机，我们不愿意去买新的。
And without doing an ISO update, none of the apps work right anymore.
所以呢，在今天我们的手机如果不常常去更新的话，你肯定是有麻烦，肯定又每一次用的时候它就不管用了。
Same phone，
同样一个手机。
Same company，
同样一个公司。
New iOS，
但是新的更新下载的更新的这个程序。
So the apps work better。
所以呢，这样的话呢，让你的手机不断的更新。That's why I don't work anymore.Thank you very much.
My wife could never get her phone to work because she would give my children her upgrades.
所以呢，我的太太呢，经常手机不工作，但是她呢还是比较好，让她的儿女们帮他们去帮她去更新。
Till I finally told her no more.
但是呢，她最后是说我不要了，我不要再更新了。
Make them wait their turn.
Say it again.
Make them wait their turn for their upgrade.
Oh, 让他们okay.
Family plan.
See, I don't even know how to translate. Yeah. See, I didn't.
When we come to Jesus, we bring our generation with us, or we don't come at all.
所以我们说，我们到神面前来的时候，我们其实是整个家庭几代人都到神面前来。不然的话，我们其实根本就没有到神面前来。如果你没有把他的家人带到神面前来，其实你大可以怀疑你是不是真正到神面前来了。
We should be very concerned about passing on Christian values.To the next generation.
我们必须非常认真地考虑这个事情，我们有没有把我们的信仰传递到下面的一代。
We should be very cautious about passing on our sociological preferences to the next generation as if it were Christianity.
我们要非常非常的警惕，我们不要把我们的文化的这个包袱，或者我们对于社会的这些认识传递给我们的下一代，好像我们传递给他们的圣经的真理，其实不是，其实你自己的这些文化的一种的偏见或者一些的想法。
Or we end up being like a traditional restaurant that reminds people who are older of when they grew up, but is no longer attractive to people unless they come with their grandparents.
所以呢，就像一个餐馆一样。 我们这个餐馆的菜这个装饰这些的服务永远不改变，别人进到餐馆只是让你提醒你，让你回忆美好的几十年前的那些事情是怎么样，而且现在你对现在的客户已经完全没有吸引力了。
Each generation has unique spiritual strengths that God wants to use.
那每一个时代都有神所特别用的这样的他的长处和他的这个优势。
They also have temptations that hold back their spiritual growth.
但是每一代人都有他们自己的所要面临的试探和陷阱，让他们没有办法往前成长。
It is an awkward topic, but a very important one today.
在今天我们要讲的这个事情是非常，好像很尴尬的这个题目，但是呢，非常的重要。
A traditional, a baby boomer woman in Beijing told my sister-in-law, when we were dating, you didn't kiss before the wedding. Now, university students live together.
所以呢，我们那个时代，就是那个婴儿潮的那个时代，婴儿潮的时代就是美国二战之后，很多的士兵回来就生了很多的孩子，那个很大的一个人群。他说婴儿潮的这个时代人，你在结婚之前男女是不能亲吻的，但是今天的大学的学生男女之间还没有结婚就开始同居了。
We might be uncomfortable talking about it,
我们今天甚至这样谈可能都不舒服。
But those are the questions that younger generations face in their spiritual life.
但是今天的这个题目，比方说男女同居还没有结婚的时候，这个同居这个问题，是今天的他们那个时代人天天面对的。
Especially now that the age of marriage is much older, 27, 28 for men, 25, 26 for women, on average, than it was 20 years ago.
特别是当今天的青年一代人他们的结婚的这个时期都推晚了，比20年前都推晚了很多。今天的男生都是要到27、28岁，女生都是要25、25岁才能结婚，才会想到结婚。
If the kingdom of God, if God, how does that song go? I took a picture.
刚才我们唱的诗歌，我已经照了这个像了。我们看，这个诗歌里面是怎么讲。
Let heaven pour out an anointing, your kingdom revealed to us.
我们要在这里祷告神的恩膏降下来，是不是？是不是这个意思？恩膏降下来。
As uncomfortable as it makes people in older generations, unless we talk about sexual values in the United States, then how God's kingdom comes to this generation cannot be revealed today.
所以当神的恩膏降下来的时候，我们在老一代的这个基督徒的里面可以谈到神的在男女之间的圣洁婚姻的事上是如何的这样的一个庄重，所以神的恩膏降下来。但是现在下一代的年轻人，神的恩膏会降下来吗？这样的一个性的紊乱的一个时代。
How hard does a person have to work to honor Christ?
那一个人要尽多大的努力，要有多少的这个牺牲来达到神的标准，来荣耀神的名。
How many of the older generation believed that you should stay in the library until you had all A's?
那在老一代的或者是这个稍微年纪大的一些的这些的学生们，硕士博士们，你们的想法是在图书馆要工作到什么样一个地步，以至于达到 A 可以来满足神的心意。
And then they have children or nieces or nephews who feel satisfied with a B or a C。
那你们
Once in a while.
那么你们自己的这个孩子们或者你们的这个外甥啊这些的亲戚下一代亲戚， 他们一个毕业他们就很高兴了，甚至有的时候还不知道、你是哑口无言，你是无语了，对他们的、这个得到的成绩。
And they say, this is America. All my friends are happy with B's.
那他们告诉你，这是美国，这不是中国、B 就可以了，我们的朋友 B 都是很高兴的。
I would like to apologize for America.
我讲这些话呢，是其实不好意思，我也、不替美国来抱歉。
How hard does Jesus ask us to work versus how hard do our parents ask us to work? That is a question of discipleship.
那到底耶稣对我们是什么样的要求？对我们的这样的一种的敬虔工作的要求，到底我的父母、对我是有什么样的、这样的要求，这些到底是圣经 是怎么说的。
On Thursday I spoke to oncologists in Phoenix.
那、在、星期四的时候，我在凤凰城、跟一些研究神学的人、来讨论。哦、oh,
Cancer
肿瘤科的、肿瘤科的医生。
And they were、the older doctors are worried that the younger doctors don't work hard enough or care about patients enough.
那老一代的医生他们非常大的忧虑，就是年轻的一代的医生工作不尽心不努力，甚至他们可能不一定那么爱病人。
One of them pulled me aside after the speech and said,
有其中一个医生、讲完我跟他们分享以后，把我拉到 一边跟我讲，
You are wrong, they are lazy、
他说 你完全错了，这个这样的新的一代人完全是懒惰的。
I replied, maybe they are,
我说他们也可能很懒惰。
But who are you going to turn over your practice to?
但是你怎么样把你的这个医疗的这个、传统传给他们呢？你怎么办呢？
He said, they're marrying the wrong people.
因为他们结婚结错了。
They're not marrying people willing to allow them to make the sacrifices to be good doctors.
他们呢、没有，他们没有把那个、愿意来做牺牲奉献的人，把他们来做医生。
And it's true.
这有可能是真的。
When Generation X medical students were falling in love, meant not all, but many of their engagements said, you can't work like doctors have had to work. You have to have work-life balance or I won't marry you.
所以呢，他们这些、做医生的呢，他们在谈恋爱的时候，甚至结婚的时候，他们就有这个妥协。他们妥协的另外一半就是说，你不可以只做医生，生活要平衡，要照顾到我，所以这样的话，首先在结婚之前就开始妥协了。
Plus, hospitals are cutting, hospitals are now cutting what they pay doctors by 25%, so you can work 25% less.
所以呢，现在的医院呢也改变了他们的政策，他们很多的医院呢给医生。都 减去了20%的他们的福利，所以呢，他要结婚的那一半，就是说，你也应该少工作25%。
Younger generation pastors who went to Bible college and seminary, they say, I need time to pray and do the spiritual disciplines and still be a good parent to my family.
那年轻一代的神学生，他们就是说，我要读了神学了，我要好好侍奉神，所以要花时间去灵修操练，我还是应该还是可以成为一个好的父母。
Older pastors say get up early and pray before breakfast and come in and work when you get to the office.
那老一辈的这个牧师就是说，在天亮之前就起来祷告。然后、在别人吃早饭的时候你应该灵修完了，然后早一点到办公室来工作。
How hard we work. How much we pray is a very generational topic in seminaries and in religious education.
所以呢, 在这些的神学训练里面, 不同的时代的人, 有不同的答案。
My father, who is 85,
我的父亲是85岁,
and was a minister after World War II,
他是二战以后的这样的一个传道人,
when they said, I would rather burn out than rust out.
他就是说我宁可像一个蜡烛一样在神面前被烧尽, 也不愿意, 是一个完全被这个休闲的人。
Just like Billy Graham has said, I wish I would have spent more time with my family.
那就像Billy Graham,哥佩里所说的, 我希望我以前有更多的时间跟我家人在一起。
And I think many 30-year-old pastors, especially U.S. pastors, don't work hard enough.
有很多的30多岁的年轻传道人在美国，他们根本就工作不努力。
How many of you have noticed that one generation learns from the mistakes of the other generation and then goes too far?
那我们有是不是看到这样的一个现象，下一代的接班人看到上一代的这个出现的问题和错误，就走到另外一个极端去了。
Would you turn to the person next to you and look them in the eye and encourage each other with these words?
可不可以我们现在做一个这样的一个练习，这样一个功课，在你旁边找一个人，坐在你旁边的人，认真的看着他的眼睛，这样说几句话。
Repeat after me.
来跟我一起来重复这样的话。
You will never get your spiritual life right.
你永远不会让你的这个属灵的生活做得完全。
If you only listen to your generation.
如果你只听你这一代人的说法。
We are a body.
我们是基督的身体。
Because we need each other.
我们彼此需要。
Even if the other generations are irritating.
那虽然 即便另外一个时代的人，老是来惹怒我们。
Amen.
That's good. Wow, that's good. Wow. 那个四句话跟那个四句话不一样的。
Traditionalists, which in the U.S. Census of 2010, it's getting older now, 12.7%. Of the U.S.
So you made a consensus, 2010, is that?
Yes.
在美国的人口统计里面, 2010年的统计就是传统的所谓的这些的传统的这一代人, 是1945年以前出生的, 他们现在大概是 整个的美国人口 12.7%.
Baby boomers, almost 80 million, 26%.
那这个婴儿潮的是二战以后，是他们是46年到64年出生的，大概现在是有80万人，8000万。Gen
Xers,
hold on,
60 million.
It's 80 million? 80 million? Almost 80 million, right?
Yes,
baby
almost
boom.
80 million.
Okay, 8000万，26.2%.
Gen X, much smaller.
Gen X 中文应该怎么翻译啊？ 中文怎么翻译？ 中文是
In the United States, when
X,
generation X
X X 代的是 应该是6000万是吧？ 19% 啊？ 啊？ 文革时代。
Generation X, when they were being born, horror films began to have the devil baby child.
What is that?
Rosemary's Baby, Damien, Chucky, Children of the Corn,
yeah.
All films about children who were children of the devil.
Oh, okay, okay.
有些电影 and wanted to kill their parents.
我看恐怖电影看的比较少。他说呢，这一代人最怕的就是他们出生的孩子又被鬼附了，就是这个意思。
Horror films tell us what we're scared of.
这些
and we were scared of babies.
恐怖电影呢，常常让我们是有很多的恐怖，特别恐怖，出生的孩子是有问题的。
And so, traditionalist mothers told their boomer daughters, don't do what I did. Don't get married young and have three children by 25.
所以呢，传统的出生的这个妈妈告诉她的婴儿潮的女儿不要在25岁之前就生三个孩子。
They said children are great, but they can ruin your life.
他们说了孩子是不错的，但是他们可以把你的这个整个的人生搞得精疲力竭。They raised their hands.
They did. And we have a boomer up here who's saying, no, don't point to me, who was nodding.
我们那个青少年啊，也兴奋得不得了，举手。
She heard that message.
他们听进去了。
All right, millennials.
所以呢，这个是，这里是千禧年代的。
Even bigger than baby boomers.
他们比那个婴儿潮的更多，人口更多。
The United States did not have a one-child policy.
美国没有独生子女政策。
And Generation X, who were the smallest, had the most babies.
那这个文革时代的人，虽然他们是人口最小的，但是他们生养的孩子却是最大的一个群。
If you're an only child, please don't be offended.
如果你现在就是独生子女，你不要觉得被这个我们就是说对你不尊重。
But in the U.S., Gen X parents said we'd better have more children so that they don't get all the attention and get spoiled.
所以呢，这个文革时代美国的这个X 这一代的人，他们说我们要多生一些孩子。以至于呢，他们不会所有的注意力集中在他们一个人身上。
Boomers had many one-child families, and Xers said, "No, we need more."
所以呢，婴儿潮呢有很多的呢是生一个孩子，所以的话呢，到了这个X 这一代的人呢，他说我们要更多一点孩子。
Is it the child's fault? How many children their parents had?
这个是不是这个父母有多少孩子是孩子的错吗？
But it is still their temptation, as Mary's wonderful testimony. Thank you for the translation.
所以的话呢，任何一个时代的这些孩子们都会有他们自己所遭受那个时代的诱惑，所以我们谢谢雅各的见证，也谢谢给我翻译的武进弟兄。
Not their fault, but their temptation.
这不是他们的错误，他们出生在哪个年代，他们出生的是什么样的状况，但是他们会有面对他们自己要面对的这个试探。
And so, last generation, no one has agreed on a name.
最后新的时代呢，现在还没有给他们定名，这个时代人还没有他们的名字还没有说出来。
I don't believe Generation Z will stick.
我相信不是这个 Z 时代这个名词会一直用下去。
Because that means the next generation will be AA, and no grandparent wants their grandchildren joining AA.
那这个因为如果是这个 Z 时代的呢，再一个时代人就是说他们时代又变成 AA 是个戒酒一个戒毒的一个
Alcoholics Anonymous
是 AA 的话呢是美国的戒酒这个运动的这个代名词。
More seriously, the millennials like the name Gen Y the least.
那所以的话呢千禧年代的话呢，其实他们 喜欢被称为是叫 Y 时代的人。
No generation wants to be compared to another generation.
每一个时代的人都不喜欢跟另外一个时代相比较。
That's why I don't. Y didn't last, and Z won't last either long term.
所以呢，讲到 Y 时代呢，这个没有很久，别人就不用了，就用千禧年。我相信 Z 时代这个词也不会用很久。
Let's talk about traditionalists and their spiritual strengths and temptations.
那我们来看一看传统的人，他们这个时代人有什么特征？他们面对什么样的挑战、诱惑？他们是我遇见什么问题
？And you can see that the years are now out of date. These slides are 2 years old.
所以的话呢，你看今天的话呢，这个年龄已经不是71岁了，他应该再加两年了。
They serve with lower expectations.
所以呢，他们是很愿意来侍奉服侍，但是基本上他们不期待有什么样的回报。
The Sunday school class that my parents attended in my church growing up.
那我的父母参加教会的主日学，当他们在他们的这个成长的过程当中
，had bad coffee.
他们有 bad coffee.
Coffee, yes.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Drink.
Drink.
他们的那个咖啡是很烂的。
Sometimes they had that powdered stuff.
有的时候他们是用那个速溶咖啡
，which you have to disguise with creamer, so you can't see the floaty coffee.
所以的话呢，你要用那个咖啡妹的来调，让你看不出来那些的那个咖啡是很烂的。
And they paid a quarter into a styrofoam cup for the bad coffee.
所以呢，他们要奉献2.5毛钱这样一个银币扔在那个纸杯子里。
And when Maxwell House came out with their international blends and had French vanilla, you had to put in 2 quarters.
当后来他们这个时代的人出来了更好的这个 Maxwell 的咖啡的时候，并且呢。还有更好的那个奶精的时候，他们要交5毛钱。
I attend and sometimes work as a part-time staff person at a church that has grown from 800 to 9,000 in Chicagoland.
那我在一个美国的一个芝加哥的一个教会做这个半职的服事，他们从From how much?
800 to 9,000 over the last 17 years.
从800人增长到9000人在18年之内。
They give free coffee and they tried to buy free trade coffee and everyone complained that it was not good enough.
所以呢，他们好像在教会里是喝免费的咖啡，他们还要抱怨。
I'm sorry, but I am now a coffee snob.
Snob means addicted. No. Oh, don't want to. Don't want to.
Yes,
to.、Okay.
Very good.
我现在非常不喜欢咖啡。
I would even ask, are we still using Thousand Hills? And if they said yes, no coffee.
What is Thousand Hills? Thousand
Hills. It's a brand. Thousand Hills is a brand of free trade coffee.
Oh, 所以呢，他说，现在如果还用一个免费的咖啡，这个咖啡不好，根本就不应该用了。
I'm sorry, I don't have low coffee expectations. I have high coffee expectations.
所以我讲的什么意思呢？就是对我来说，现在。要喝就喝好咖啡，不要根本不要碰烂咖啡。
Because they buy in bulk, they said we won't serve different coffee until we use all of the Thousand Hills coffee.
所以的话呢， 教会因为买了很多很多这样的烂咖啡，所以他说不用完，我们就不买好咖啡。
So very few people drank coffee for 6 months.
所以很多人就六个月都不喝咖啡了。
Until they finally gave it to the homeless shelter.
所以呢，这个教
and bought new coffee.
教会呢就把这些不好的咖啡呢就给那些这个救济穷人无家可归的那些的机构。
I have not eaten or drank bark.
我呢没有经历过这个吃树皮是什么个味道。
I am spoiled.
我是被这个惯坏了的这一代。
My father, who drove a farm tractor at 7. And milk cows every morning at 5 before he went to school.
那我的父亲呢是每天早上七点钟就要开拖拉机，甚至每天早上有的时候五点钟还来挤奶，在他做完这些事才去上课，才去上学。
Thinks any free coffee is good coffee.
所以对他们来说，只要是免费的咖啡就是好咖啡。
And just shakes his head at his children and his grandchildren and his great grand just shakes his head.
所以他每次看见他的孙子重孙或者看着下一代，他就总是摇头，看不惯他们。That's a heavy, topic.
Confucius, Hesiod, the Greek playwright, and even Aristotle.Worried that the newest generation would ruin civilization.
那孔夫子和亚里士多德他们这一代的人，那个时代的那些人，就非常担心他们之后的那些时代会不会把人类的文明把他们完全就退化了。
I am sure that our youngest people today.Will say to their grandchildren.
我相信我们当中所有最年轻的人，以后会对你们的以后的孙子孙女们说。
When we did our testimony for church,
当我们在教会做
we had to carry our iPads.
我们在教会做见证的时候，是用我们的电平板来做见证。
The monitor wasn't flexible like a rubber band.
那我们用的这个电脑平板根本就是太硬了没有那个像软的可以来折叠的。
And we didn't have Google Translator embedded in our ear.
我们也没有在听众在讲员里面每个人都带上一个那个谷歌的那个翻译器。
And
抱怨他的下一代是。
And their grandchildren will say,
他们下一代的人就会怎么说呢？
I'm glad I was not alive when you were young.
他说他们你们的这个下一代会说，我真的是很高兴我不是你那个时代的人。
That would have been horrible coming to the U.S. when there were no Chinese churches.
那他们会非常的这个觉得非常的这个恐怖。
When there are no groups of friends to be friends with,
他们如果在他们的这个那个时代的时候找不到他们自己的朋友。
Who knew that cucumber and melon made good flavor for candy?
那在他们那个时代的人知道黄瓜可以成为很好的糖果。
In the U.S., there's not much melon candy.
Melon candy is, 没有很多的西瓜糖啊，在美国他们吃不到西瓜糖。
They also give financially more.
他们这个老一代的人，他们是很愿意来财务上奉献给教会。
Because the younger generations are more spoiled, higher expectations.
那因为新的一代的年轻人。他们的期待值很高所以呢他们在经济上是很这个很不愿意奉献的。
They don't save as much.
他们也不存多少钱。
Paycheck to paycheck.
他们是从这个发工资到发工资，活在这个中间。
And they sometimes don't give as much.
他们也不愿意有很多的这个捐献。
Many denominations, including the Southern Baptists.
现在在美国的这些教会。包括美南浸信会这样的宗派
are recalling missionaries because they don't have the same money to support camps, retreat centers, or foreign missions.
所以他们就把很多在海外宣教的宣教士招回来，就跟他们讲，没有这些的，再没有这样的一些的财力去支持他们做宣教。甚至这些的营地也要没有经费去维持了。
To be fair, the cost of housing and college in the United States is higher, and therefore there's less savings for the baby boomers.
所以呢比较公平的说呢，在美国的这些的费用都是很高的，无论是学费或者各方面很高的，所以呢。对像婴儿潮这样的一个时代人就很大的压力。
And younger generations must start out with a 60-inch TV.
现在的新的一代的年轻人他们一般的一开始自己开始独立住的时候就要买一个60寸的这个电视。
No longer being happy with a 20-year-old TV from grandmother's basement.
他们绝对不会用一个还有20年历史的这样的一个小电视，还是从他祖母的那个地下室搬过来的。
Sorry, I forgot you don't have basements in Albuquerque.
对不起啊，我不知道在 Albuquerque 没有地下室。
It is very expensive to use explosives to blow up the rock to build a basement.
那在新墨西哥州要做地下室反而更贵，因为要用炸弹去炸这个底下的岩石。
What are some of the temptations of traditionalists?
那这个传统的人他们的这个陷阱和试探是什么呢？
When the very old Israelites came back from captivity.
当老一代的这些以色列人从被掳的光景回到以色列的时候，犹太这个耶路撒冷的时候
，and then saw the new temple being built，
他们看到新的这个圣殿被建立起来
，they said， this is nothing compared to the glory of the old temple。
他们说现在的这个殿的荣耀远不及。过去的荣耀。
So even in Scripture, we see how hard it is to not cling to the past and lecture the new generation.
那我们在圣经里面都可以看得到，在以色列人他们老一代的这些的圣徒，他们没有办法去不怀念过去的时代，他们也对新的一代是有一些说教。
About the glory of their era instead of the era today.
那他们总是讲过去的这些的荣耀，并且并不来看今天到底在神面前是什么样的荣耀。
How many people are hopeful when spiritual leaders say the best is behind us today? Is not good.
那今天有多少的属灵的领袖是敢面对这样的问题，说最好的就在过去，我们现在的话呢，只是次好的。
They can struggle with a purposeless retirement.
所以呢，他们退休以后，他们如果是没有一个目的，他们会有。很大的一个挣扎，甚至身体上的反应。
Retirement is not in the Bible, because people usually died before they retired.
那在圣经当中是没有退休这个概念的， 在圣经当中很多人是在退休之前就离开世界了。
We have two blessings today.
我们今天有两个神的祝福。
One is we live so much longer than people did 100 years ago.
那我们今天的人比一百年前的人活得更长。
Number two, God has blessed us with enough money to be able to stop working before we die.
那今天也是有第二个物质上的祝福，就是我们在这个退休之后有充足的这样的物质经济，我们可以不断的延续我们的生命，直到我们离开世界。
And the temptation is to say, I have done my turn.
那我们的试炼，我们的挑战就是说，我已经做了我该做的了。
And now the time is mine until God takes me.
现在呢，就是我自己的时间了，直到上帝要我什么时候离开，我就离开了。
Which is a similar temptation to younger generations.
这样的一种的试探陷阱跟年轻一代的试探的陷阱是有类似的。
Who can say, I have my children in this class and this sport. We come to church and we have done our time.
那年轻一代的人说 OK, 我的这个孩子在这个主日学，我的那个小孩子在那个班，我尽到我的责任了。
I have given my Jesus slot, my Jesus time, and now the rest of the time is mine.
所以呢，我在星期天去教会这段时间，我已经把这个时间给主了。我的孩子也是在这个时间给主了，其他的就是我自己的时间了。
But we serve a greater king than that.
但是我们所服侍的万王之王是比这一切都要大得多。
He does not want a slot.
他不要我们这些碎片的时间。
As Mary taught us, that is too selfish.
那刚才雅各的姊妹的这个见证是讲到。这些我们自己所定义的这些的认识和奉献是这个自私的。
Not that.
不是那样的一个自私的，是更宽的一种的人生。
How much of our life we give our king depends on how much glory that king has.
那我们应该给多少我们的生命给这样的一个君王呢，是因为我们这样的一个大君王他有多大的荣耀配得值得我们的所有的这些的奉献。
Retirement gives us freedom from work.
退休给了我们充分的时间来侍奉神。
So that we can go see our grandkids.
当然也可以让我们去看我们的这个家人。
Next week in Idaho.
在下个星期在 Idaho 这个城市。
And so that we can have more time for service in the kingdom of God.
在同时我们有时间，充分的时间去看我们的家人，同时我们也有更多的时间来侍奉神。
The research shows that people live longer if they are busy in noble purposes to the end of their lives.
这个研究表明，如果一个人退休之后，他有一种的这种的奉献服务他人的精神，他会活得更健康和更长。Hold on.
Let us.
Hold on. That's a difficult to translate all, the, all this.
Yes, can people see it from the back? Maybe they can just read it.
我发现这个很难翻译的。
Bob Dylan, the rock and roll star, in his 70s, wrote and did a record that received good ratings.
那在这样一个摇滚乐的一个歌星叫Bob Dylan,他在70年的时候写了这首的诗歌， 得到了很多的这个赞赏。
Rather than cranky old manisms,
那不要用这种老的说教的这些的东西。
The 25-year-old reviewer of the album.
那25岁的人呢，他们就来听这样的歌。
Thinks the older Bob Dylan gets, the more helpful he is.
Say it again. Say it.
The older he gets, the more helpful his advice.
所以呢，他发现这样一个歌星，他年纪越大，他给下一代人的这个忠告建议就更能够被人接受。
Because he doesn't lecture, he tells stories about the hard lessons he's learned.
他并不是说教，他而是把他自己学到的痛苦的人生的故事讲给下一代人听。
Here is a lot. It's time for us to take a break.
现在呢，我们是要休息一段时间。
Here is a lot. So let me wrap up with this.
我在这里呢，做一个小小的总结。
Here's a large challenge for God's people with five generations.
这个是给大家的一个建议，就是神对五个不同时代的人有这样的一个忠告。
As values change,
不同的时代的它的价值观的改变。
And we face new temptations.
那每一个时代会遇见它自己的新的挑战和试探。
Younger generations ask the question, well, why is that sinful?
新的一代的年轻人会问老一代人的价值观说，为什么这个是罪？
And many things are not specifically sinful.
那有很多的事情其实不是具体的说，可以说定罪的，不是那么简单的。
They're not wise.
但是它不是一个有智慧的。
And the only way to get wisdom.
只有一个方法能够得到智慧。
Is to crash into things.
Crash
like a car.
Uh-huh.
Crash into things and learn from them.
只有一个办法得到这个智慧，就是在失败当中学习应该学习的。像两个车撞了车以后，才知道怎么样小心开车。
How many of you who are over 47 years of age?
我们在当中有多少人是年纪在47岁以上？
Have learned lessons the hard way that have made you wiser.
你们已经学到了很多人生的智慧，是从失败当中学的。
Or,
另外,
because you are in Christ, watched other people learn very painful lessons that I'll stop there.
所以也许你们是基督徒，会比一般的非基督徒更有智慧。所以因为你们是在基督里面，你们有这样的智慧，看见别人在痛苦的经历当中所经历的那些的功课，成为你的教训。
I will sound like an old man now.
现在我就像一个老年人一样讲话一样。
55.
55岁。
My wife and I will watch people we know.
那我跟我的太太，看到很多我们认识的人
who are in Christ but have failed.
他们在基督里面，但他们有很大的失败。
Or who are not in Christ.
或者呢，他们不是基督徒。
And we will watch their lives and their children.
那我们看到他们和他们的孩子失败了。
And their grandchildren.
他们的下一代失败了。
And they will dash themselves against many rocks.
Desperate what?
Dash themselves against many rocks. Paul said that they have pierced themselves. They have dashed themselves against the rocks of many sins.
就是说他的意思就是说，他们就自己用头去撞石头，就是自自。 有自杀的念头。
And we will cry.
我们会流泪。
And we will say.
我们就这样的来，我们这样来说。
It is wonderful that we are in Christ.
我们非常感恩，我们是在基督里面。
Or we would not have known better.
那如果不在基督里面，我们肯定不会像今天这样做得这么好。You sound like a traditionalist. Thank you very much.
I am a traditionalist. There are things I want my children to understand.
我希望我的下一代明白这些道理。
That are gray. The U.S. we call them gray areas, not black or white.
在有些地方是灰色地带，灰色地带不是黑白分明的。
But I want them to know that enough gray areas can lead a person far away.
但我们要知道，灰色地带如果太多了、太长了，就会把人带入黑暗。
And their children and their grandchildren may pay a heavy price.
所以他们的下一代、再下一代就会付出昂贵的代价。
You'll remember that the Pharisees tried to put a hedge around the law.
The hedge, like hedge.
Hedge like
reason.
Shrubbery, a shrub, a bush, a fence. A
fence. 那我们知道法利赛人是。很强的要来保护好像一个律法。
The Bible said, don't work on the Sabbath.
圣经说在安息日不要工作。
So the rabbi said, don't even help a lame man on the Sabbath.
所以圣经上说在安息日的时候不要做自己的事，不要做施事。但是法利赛人说呢，你在安息日的时候连穷人有需要的人都不要帮助，这个就是在法律的面前还是要加一个更多的一个保护。
They made extra rules
to
protect the rules.
他们制定了更多的法律要来保护这个法律。
That can be a temptation for us who are older.
那这个呢是对我们很多的人呢是一个试探，是一个陷阱，特别当我们越来越年纪大的时候。
To add things to what it says in scripture to protect the younger people we love from things we know can happen.
那加上一些人为的规条，要来好像试图来保护圣经的真理，以至于呢，我们目的呢是要保护我们的下一代。
There are some things the Bible, and sometimes we have to say, the Bible doesn't command this; it's not a sin.
有的时候我们要说圣经上没有这样说，这不一定是一个罪。
But it's dumb.
但是呢，是很愚蠢的。
So in our family, we don't do that.
在我们的家里呢，这样的蠢事我们就不做。
When they ask, well, why is this the rule?
但我们的孩子们问，为什么这个是我们家里的家规呢？
Not a sin.
既然不是罪。
Not wise.
或者是不智慧。
Younger generations, feel free to ask questions.
下一代的人呢，他有自由来问这些问题。
But also learn from wisdom that has seen things go wrong.
但是呢，他们虽然可以问这些问题，但是他们一定要从他们上一代的人 他们的痛苦的经历，他们的故事当中知道这些事情是什么样的，是有智慧的。
Think of it as a really great app for your phone.
就把这些老年人的上一代人的这些的忠告，把它看成是你手机上新增加了一个非常有用的这样一个功能。
Older generations, you will have much greater impact.
当我们在当中的年纪大的这一个在对小孩子们是上一辈的人来说，你们对你们的小孩有相当大的影响力。
If you start with listening,
但是你们要听
rather than lecturing.
要听他们在讲什么，不要对他们说教。
If you start with the sociological challenges they face, rather than the world you faced.
那借用这个现代的这个社会学的这些的方法和这些数字数据来听他们，来帮助他们，而不是并且了解他们所经过的这些的挑战。
Let's pray.
我们一起有点祷告。
Our Father,
我们天上的父。
In the book of James,
在你的圣经的教导的里面。
You said you would give us wisdom if we asked for it.
你说我们如果向你求智慧，你就会给我们智慧。
We are asking.
我们今天在你面前祈求。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
求这样的智慧，奉耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen. 好，我们休息十五分钟，好。
哎，是。因为他们吃饭时间比较固定，12点，所以我们休息10分钟回来。